This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday refused to condemn the teenage shooting suspect accused of killing two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, saying that he probably would have been killed if he hadn't fatally shot the demonstrators. Speaking during a White House briefing Sunday, Mr. Trump said the suspect was being very violently attacked before he opened fire. Last week, Kyle Rittenhouse grabbed an AR-15-style rifle and joined several other armed people in the streets of Kenosha, where businesses had been vandalized and buildings burned following a police shooting that left Jacob Blake, a black man, paralyzed. By the end of the night, prosecutors say Rittenhouse had killed two people, severely wounded a third. Mr. Trump also addressed accusations that supporters of his in Portland, were themselves being violent. Video widely circulated online shows a caravan of Trump supporters shooting paintballs at protesters. He said paint is a defensive mechanism. Paint is not bullets. They protested peacefully. For the first time, a self-identified member of the militant movement known as Antifa has been implicated in a fatal shooting. The person is reportedly under investigation for killing a supporter of President Donald Trump Saturday in Portland, Oregon. The left-wing protest movement has resorted to violent measures in the past in opposition to right-wing extremist groups, but has stopped short of lethal tactics. The victim, Aaron J. Danielson, was shot in the chest during violent skirmishes between members of right-wing groups called Patriot Prayer and counter-demonstrators that included Antifa and others. This is VOA News. More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million of those cases. The Federal Bureau of Prisons will begin allowing inmates to have visitors again in October, months after visits were suspended at the 122 federal prisons across the U.S. The visitation plan is detailed in an internal memo issued Monday and obtained by the Associated Press. Wardens are instructed to immediately begin developing local procedures to reinstate social visiting. The visits are set to begin no later than October 3rd, though physical contact will be prohibited, and other measures will be enacted to ensure social distancing. Visitation at federal prisons was suspended in March in response to coronavirus concerns. Fitness gyms, barbershops, and internet cafes have been allowed to reopen partly in the Philippine capital as the government further eased quarantine restrictions despite the country having the most coronavirus infections in Southeast Asia. President Rodrigo Duterte, however, placed the southern city of Iligan under a mild lockdown after a rise in community infections, underscoring how COVID-19 cases have spread away from the capital and the metropolitan area Manila, and the epicenter of the pandemic in the country. Night curfew hours have been shortened in most cities in the capital and outlying provinces under new arrangements which will last for at least a month. Belarusian opposition leader will address the United Nations Security Council Friday. She's currently in Lithuania, citing fear for her safety following the election. Fellow Baltic state Estonia, non-permanent member of the Security Council, invited her to speak to the group. Meanwhile, Baltic states have imposed travel sanctions on Belarusian leaders, including longtime president Alexander Lukashenko, as protests against his leadership continue. The demonstration started after Lukashenko's topped to 80% of the vote in a disputed presidential election. Sudan's transitional power-sharing government has reached a peace deal with an alliance of rebel groups from the troubled western region of Darfur. The government says it initialed a pact Monday in Juba, the capital of neighboring South Sudan, with a coalition of rebel groups calling themselves the Sudan Revolutionary Front. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.